Welcome, 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 welcome back to another episode of Cousins and BS, our live show this and every Thursday at 8 p.m. We are live. I am Cousin Smishy V, your self-proclaimed whiskey connoisseur, and the cousin that says whatever the heck is on her mind. Hashtag no filter. How are you guys doing today? We are waiting for Cousin Red to roll on in. But in the meantime, just jam out with us as we listen to, you know, a couple great artists that represent our culture. Just, you know, in case we need to say it, we do not own the rights to any music that we play during our show when we take a break. We do not own the rights because we don't want anybody coming after us. So welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in to episode 2. We have a lot of good things in store for you all tonight. Stay tuned and we'll jam out until Cousin Red gets on the call with us tonight. So yeah, here we go.
Everybody needs it, so give me also something, mama, if it is it. Oh, bless me. We got the energy, so go for the chase. Toast to the girl, who suffer most, not again. Then they make it home, not again, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Let that come to feel it, I'm host, not again. Not a host, not a man. I will put the gold to the girl, yeah.
How fitting is this song? You know, given the title or the discussion for tonight's show, tonight's episode is titled Family, as we would say in the Caribbean, which means family, you know, just a little twist to the word there. So tonight, we're just gonna jam out and wait for Cousin Red, aka Mr. Fix It, to join us tonight. you know, technical difficulties, but you know, we're getting a hang of it. Is a big transition from our once previously pre-recorded shows to now live shows. But huge shout out to all of those. Like, thank you for who tuned in on Monday night to our kickoff show. That was, you know, very exciting for us. It was our first live show, so we want to thank everybody. And those who have been sharing and listening to the stream after Monday so far on YouTube, on StreamYard, on Anchor, Spotify, on all the platforms that our podcast is available on. A huge thank you to you all. And it's still streaming out there, so you can go listen anytime you want to. Just, share it with anybody. It will be up for the rest of the time. And here he comes. Cousin Red is finally joining us. So let's see if we can hear him. Can you hear us, Red?
I definitely can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Luckily, I have a beautiful device that's called an iPhone.
Okay. What's going on?
No, I couldn't enter the chat because I needed a code from the link, which wasn't downloading. But my phone saved it last time, so.
I think you're muted.
Yeah, so. I'm in. How are we doing?
I am good. How are you? We were just wrapping up, you know, a little bit of thank yous for people who joined in on our kickoff show on Monday. All right, there's a lot of feedback coming in from your end.
Poor service connection. No. How about now?
Yeah, so much better. Yeah, so we were just thanking everybody for tuning in on Monday and for sharing, those who have been sharing the link following, you know, the release and the kickoff of our show on Monday. So I was about to jump in and tell them that we were catching up sometime this week and talking about, you know, how good it was to connect over the holidays with family. And it kind of provided us with like a fresh reset that has, you know, been good for us entering a new year. So, by the way, I hope that New Year's resolution is going well for everybody and nobody has given up yet. We're only on day 13. So if you drop off the wagon, please get back on because we still have a couple more days before we get to the 17th. So keep going.
Listen, I'm at the point I've given up on mine because let me tell you, the process of purchasing your own home it makes you want to quit. I think it's designed for people to quit.
If you need some help, you can talk to me. I've gone through the process. I mean, it is not for the faint of heart, but it's manageable.
Well. Not to derail you, but I myself have been down the road twice. Uh-huh. So, but this time around is a little different.
Okay. Well, don't give up. You can do it. It's only day 13. At least wait until day 17 before you drop it.
I'm not a quitter, so I don't give up. I'm just gonna roll it into the best month of the year.
There's just January and then March. Like nobody really cares about February,
unless everybody cares about February. I mean, like History Month, the month of love, Bob Marley's birthday. I mean, I can go on.
I don't know, but if you say so. That's okay. We can give it to you. Since
I'm just saying the facts back it up. National Whiskey Day.
Oh. Wow. You know what? I take it back. So February is a very important month after all. Well, guys, with that said, tonight we wanted to talk about or highlight some of the, you know, the top 10 table topics or talks that we had over during the Christmas break. So fortunately that Red and I got to get together for Christmas with our family this year. So we're just gonna, you know, chat about the topics that usually come up during a Jamaican Christmas family get together. So you can tell us in the chat if these are the general topics that you usually talk about with your family around the holidays, or share with us if there are others that we don't know about. Just type them in the comment box. And then, you
know, we can right in the comment box, right down there. Let's see.
So don't go anywhere. We will be right back in a minute.
Here come this man, circle your boys as a rubbish man, shake you like Simbala. If you know say you are a silver life, cause anyway you see me, you are flick your knife. To me and all the good thing I synchronize, when it's here you just improvise. H2O, is it triangle I'll circle them, we no need 30 men, boy, pushing them head like.
And we are back. So let's just jump right into it, Red. So I would say at Christmas in a Jamaican household is not for the faint of heart. Like, it's the day that I think a lot of us have been training for all year. And, you know, whether dreading it or excited about it, either way, it's bound to be memorable, whether it's good or bad. Do you agree to that? Is that bullshit, or what do you think about that?
I think there's a lot of questions to answer, a lot of probing. Where's the wife? Where's the kid? Who's that? Why is that? You know, what kind of food? What's your? There's a lot of questions. The Christmas time brings out a lot of questions, so it's definitely it's real.
Yeah, before we jump into that, I have to say this. Like, so my bullshit drink tonight is Yuengling, and this is so fitting because this is actually Yuengling that was left over from our Christmas get-together last year. So I still had a couple because it's not something that I drink on a regular day, and I was thinking, you know, what more fitting way to have the rest of it than when we're talking about how we spent our Christmas holiday. This drink was actually there with us when we were chatting shit. So
so I know you're a Heineken whiskey girl, but what do you think about the Yuengling? How do you perceive it?
So, you know, it's a lager. Usually, if I can't get a Heineken, that will be my go-to beer after a Heineken. I think it's Heineken's cousin. Like, it's pretty good. I don't find it like distasteful or something that I wouldn't drink if Heineken didn't exist. I feel like I'm just a lager girl, so it's a lager. Heineken is a lager. Kind of tastes like Heineken in a little bit the way if you have too much, maybe. I don't know. But I don't mind it. I like it.
I mean, it's good for American beer. I mean, going against the standard. Tonight, I'm having a Bex. You know, our Jamaican would say a Bex.
A mix?
Yeah, a Bex.
I don't know what that is.
It's a green bottle, Bex, B-E.
Oh, that's the one Uncle like, right?
Yeah, it's a Heineken type.
But yeah, I tasted that at our cousin's baby shower last year. It wasn't bad. I can do that too. Yeah, that's not a bad one.
It's like a less popular Heineken from Germany, which gives a good flavor. Very hoppy.
Okay. Well, is it a lager as well, or is it an ale?
It's definitely a lager. I'm not a big ale guy unless it's a pale ale. Which, I mean, for a Jamaican listener, they're probably like, what the hell are they talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one goes on a deep, like, either you have a Heineken or a beer.
Or a Red Stripe.
Beer. Right. Yeah, beer. That's a beer. That's what they call it. A beer.
Yeah. Or Guinness or Dragon. I don't know. Everything is beer. But
that's one of the funny things. Like, when you go to like, a Jamaican restaurant with an American friend, you're like, give me food. Like, what? Like, the whole thing you just order was food. Like, food. Like, right. You know? I guess what you would say is ground provision, I'm thinking. Is that right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Say that again.
Ooh, I think the roundabout word is ground provision. Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong.
That is correct. You know,
with Jamaican, we say food.
Food.
And then it's my then the one that said, "Who wants dumpling? Where you are?"
Oh my god! But absolutely. So, guys, we're just gonna jump right into it. Like some of the things that you know, typical Jamaican family talk about, or we're gonna reflect on what we talked about during our Christmas or family get together this year. So the number one thing which stressed out everybody, or which I think most Jamaicans stressed on, like you cannot have Christmas without the food. And the number one thing is who is cooking what and what will be there. Like, I think the food is like the center of all of our Jamaican get together. Like we are passionate about our food. We love cook, we love eat, and we are also very boastful with how well our cooking turns out. So if it tastes good, then that's
it's the glue. It's the glue. Without it, it falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
The food bud, everybody gets.
Right. And so the people who are not usually the best cookers in the family try to stay away from the kitchen, would you say?
Yes, but it's also a time to show that you're going to break out. It's a coming out party. It's if you make a hit dish, you're on the radar.
Well, that's true too. But what about the people who you know that they can't cook and they're always you know, jump up themselves and cook, like, and you know about this, and they were like, oh, I cook the fish or the chicken or the pork. First thing you ask is who cooked this or who cooked that, so you know what to eat and what not to eat, right? Because you're like, if I go to one of our family thing and they say, Cousin Red cooked soup, I was like, he can't drink soup. I'm not sure if he can't cook soup. I'm joking. But it's definitely one of the things that are up for debate. And once we have our feast, you know, who don't want more gravy, who say the pork or the fish is too dry, or who cooked the rice and peas, you know, like it's really like one of the first picks that we have right after we finish eating and start relaxing. So once the ethnic fatigue sets in, or you know, the niggeritis as we call it back home, it's definitely the time we start talking about either how good the meal was or how good it was. So I felt like we had a couple good dishes this year, like our in-law made some pork, and then auntie made soup, of course, because it wouldn't be Christmas without Manishwata. And strangely, we never had any rice with you. Right, we're getting a lot of feedback from your side. Uh-oh, I think we lost him. But until he gets back in, like I was saying, you know, another thing that we talk about usually is like current affairs, which this year, and I think everybody in every circle at any given time is still talking about it. Like COVID was the current affair that was on the table. Usually it would have been something about Usain Bolt or track and field or, you know, Miss World, whatever was happening at the time. But this year it was definitely COVID and how we can't travel to Jamaica because of, you know, the travel restrictions and all the stuff that's happening and going on at the moment. So that was definitely the current affairs topic that was the highlight of our Christmas dinner. And of course the vaccine, you know, like people were, that was also another hot topic that, you know, we talked about, because those who are not vaccinated, I think there are some travel restrictions against them coming in and out of the country. Another thing which is so fitting for our podcast is this, like usually it's a lot of cousins and siblings that are gathering together. And so, yeah, it's just us chit-chatting with our favorite drink and, you know, talking about like past experiences that and stories from previous like Christmases and times that we got together. We have literally no remorse for stepping on other people's toes. It's like open season for the younger cousins who are not used to like the pranks and the name calling, and you know, the older aunties and uncles who are not so
Can you hear me, Vish?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I my whole connection crashed, but I'm back.
Okay, so you know, we were talking earlier about just usually we talk about current affairs, and one of the current affairs this year was obviously COVID and the restrictions and how, you know, a lot of the family that wanted to be with us couldn't because, you know, they were out with COVID or were, you know, in contact with somebody who they know tested positive. The other topic that I had moved on to is how when we get together around, you know, the holidays, usually it's cousins or siblings gathering and how, you know, with chat shit, bullshit, run joke, and these conversations are really loud. Like our family is loud. Like I usually have a source note after a family gathering because everybody speaks so loudly and you have to be louder than everybody else if you want to be heard. Like you can't in a debacle, like nobody's gonna hear you. Like everybody is shouting and fighting to be heard. Like I think that's just a Jamaican family thing. Like we're just loud. Like I feel like being loud is also a part of the vibes.
No, you can't be finicky. You can't be finicky. You can't be in a buck. You have to step up, bring your point to the table, and and get serious. The worst part is when they notice you not saying anything and they call you out. Especially if you have a ex or a bad relationship, and they say, "Oh, you are going with such and such," and you're on the spot now. It's like in your own mind, like it feels like an eternity, but it's like a couple of seconds. You're thinking about the right answer or how to come back. You know, you're on the spot now, so you have to deliver a good answer, because if you come shaky, it's going to make it worse.
Exactly. And that's usually like the hot gossip, like, you know, what's going on? Like, what's going on with him? Like, you know, especially if it's a person that the family really, them spirit detect that person there, and they thought that person was going to be a part of the family forever. Chances are a lot of the stories that you would be talking about, that person was a part of it, you know? Because that person was probably around for some other family function.
That's how they got injected in the family. Now they're gone. They're absent. And you have to pick up the slack. Although you want to talk about it, you're going to get the question.
You have to cry, Cree, like, I'm going to pick on somebody else. And I'm not turning yet, you know? No, like, and then it goes into when the older aunties and the uncles and then the grand aunts, everybody's like, oh, then how old you be again? And the old question. So when you're going to have one picnic,
no.
When Monday, when you're going to get married, I'm like, oh my God!
That's when it gets sticky. That's when.
Yeah.
You feel that.
I'm like, but I like you. See how happy your daughter was to see me. Like, she was jumping all over me. We were playing games. We were playing imaginary stuff. Like, I'm the cool auntie. Like, I'm here for that.
Like, listen, I want to give you more. I want to give you more. Yeah. Nephews and niece for that. Don't worry.
Yeah, if we both had.
You want to show more than just Christmas.
So am I supposed to start predicting a date? Are you trying to make an announcement? Dun, 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 dun. Is this an announcement for the future? Red?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, is this an announcement for the future that there's one on the way potentially?
No, it's not a future announcement. not in any shape. It's just me reassuring that get yourself ready. You gotta have to be around more than just Christmas time.
Okay. I was gonna say that you heard it here first that there's another one on the way. I don't know, but I think another big thing that usually, you know, we see happening, you know, like you get to have like that one-on-one connection with like, you know, your family, but also like your uncles and your aunt. Sometimes them pass on a few, then bring you one side, they pass on a few words of wisdom. You know, you have that one deep conversation that could either piss you the fuck off to the point where you said, listen, that's why I'm gonna love calling their family TV and are you can't stand this person or that person. But also the conversations that will put real stuff into perspective as you go into the new year. So like, yo, I have this new outlook on life. This is like a mentorship kind of thing, and that's really good because some people need that pep talk, need that push to keep going or to do something else, or you know, to stay motivated. So it could go either way. It could go left or right. You could hit the person or light the person after that one-on-one conversation. What do you think about that, Red?
Right, yeah, it's definitely
that way because we're getting a lot of feedback. I feel like I can hardly hear you.
Are you hearing me better now, dear?
Yeah, that wherever you are right now, that's perfect. Stay right there.
I've been in the same spot.
Okay.
I feel like it's definitely that with most function and get together. It's like a recap, you know, right. Just because, you know, we're spread out so far, you know, so every time we get together, mm-hmm. it's like a chance to catch up and see where we're at with each other. And some of the questions get intense, you know, because you hit a certain age and goal, they're expecting certain things.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But then you also have that one aunt or uncle where, like, every time you see them, it's the same questions. Oh, where you live again? Oh, where you live again?
I know. I know. How old is your daughter? Wasn't she just born yesterday? Like, I trust me.
I was like, if I have to tell one more person for the how much time may I drive to family function, which spot I'm sorry to live, or how long I've been here, And then the one, how they always introduce you to outsiders as without your name, like they would have said, you know, Sam Mavitz on this. Like, this is red. Like, why am I my parents?
Yeah, that's just the most Jamaican thing. I'm accustomed to it now. As old as I am, it's norm. So, I mean, it's just part of the culture.
I guess also because, like, when most people our parents' age were growing up, they always were, like, in the community and very close-knit. Like, when we grew up, like, a lot of us, like, we were more diversified in where we ended up after, like, high school or prep school or primary school. Like, you know, we just spread out all over the globe. So I guess it's harder to say, oh, they wouldn't recognize us or know us by names rather than identify us by who our parents are. So, and that could be another thing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, but I mean, in my opinion, in these things, like, who takes offense though? Like, you know, you know it's coming. Once you subject yourself to the party,
yeah.
Either A, you bring a good dish to distract everybody with, or some alcohol, and you go on the radar.
And that's my cue. I'm gonna make a good dish, but I'm also gonna make sure that there is enough alcohol. That's how I ended up with this 2 case of Yuengling in the first place. Because that day when we were cooking, I was like, you know, like, we bought alcohol like from Friday. So we were drinking from Friday. And Christmas dinner was Saturday evening. So, you know, we drink hard. And I'm thinking, okay, we have X amount of people coming. We need to make sure that even if we don't have enough food, there is enough alcohol to get people drunk, to distract them from the fact that they only ate one time.
That's a good strategy. I'd rather end up with more alcohol than less food. You can never go wrong.
You can never go wrong. And then it turns out that we really did have a lot of a whiskey and all those stuff that people were not even focused on the beers per se. So we ended up with all of this like leftover. Like we went hard the Friday night to ring in Christmas, and then like nobody could hang Christmas Day like at all. We were like wasted.
It was a good vibe. I can't lie. It's good catching up with everyone. And
but of course, there's the usual, you know, there is, I don't think there can be a Jamaican Christmas dinner without somebody getting mad for 2 seconds or yelling at each other, you know, because it's almost like if that doesn't happen, then what are we doing wrong?
And of course, we had our moments.
We did. But then, you know, like I said, family. So then it all works out for the best in the end, of course.
Of course, all it takes is a hug and kiss, and we're back on track, and more alcohol.
Yeah. And I think the good thing about our family is like usually one thing where people is usually like anticipating the moment when somebody has to bless the food. But the good thing about our family is that I feel like a good chunk of us are very God-fearing and, you know, Christian enough to say, like,
let's be real. 99.9% of us are God fearing. Besides me,
I could say a good, decent prayer. That's true.
And that's true. I mean, but here's the funny thing. I had to say prior. They nominated me to say prior at grandma's birthday, which.
Who would do such a thing?
Yeah, everybody.
Oh my god, so did you say it?
I said a beautiful prayer. I winged it in there.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about Passion of the Christ and all the times I went to church, and I made it happen.
What I thought you just said you went to the pathway of Christ.
Like no, I thought about the passion of Christ.
Oh, I thought you meant the pathway church in Jamaica with the man.
No. Me and a scammer.
Okay, can we take a 5-minute music break and then can we talk about that? I want to talk about it. I know tonight is about family, but I would be upset if somebody did that to my family. So we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want us to call bullshit or not on a couple of things about that story. I know it happened.
The whole music break and come back. Music break and come back.
Big man dropping like, yeah, she dropped to her knees like she worshiping. She said, Lord have mercy, but me another last, so I'm not showing no mercy then. She said, the party, I reminisce one night for me, but see jelly when we drop up, it's tonight. It's tonight.
And we are back. So Red, like, I'm so happy that you brought that up because that is something that I still can't wrap my head around. Because I don't think of Jamaicans as idiot, fufu people. How the heck that happened to so much of them?
Well, there's two things. There's two things that move the needle for Jamaicans.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how smart they are. Religion and obia.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they will... They will believe in those two things like nothing else.
But this is bigger than religion and obia because God know if I did the church where my mother and father go, remember, me don't know what we're going to come.
I think the first red flag is when you see a pastor with tree boy, I carry umbrella. That should be a red flag.
Where's the Mr. Pat, the tree man, I carry him in an umbrella?
Yeah, that should be. When you see a pastor and tree boy,
uh-huh,
I carry an umbrella, I cover him, that should be a red flag to anyone. Or maybe those extraordinary membership fees. You know, that should be like a next flag of some sort.
Yeah, definitely not a Rastafarian flag or I surrender flag, the red flag.
People lost their life, but I mean, how do you end up in a predicament like that?
So for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, here's a little bit of backstory. So sometime last year, it came to the surface, and this apparently was happening for years and years, and it was bigger than what anybody expected, but there was this church or movement. I would refrain from calling it a church. There was this pathway movement happening in Jamaica where this pastor was basically preaching things that were not necessarily of the word of God, but it was masked in such a way where the congregation or the followers were brainwashed to the part where they were paying, number one, if you're late to church, you have to pay a dues. You remember how teacher Mark, you present in a school, like, cousin Red, are you here? Present, miss. If you yes. are not here, you have to pay a late fee to come to church. No, can you? That should be the first red flag. The Bible said, come as you are. Why you think say you have to go pee if you late for church? and weeks for weeks. If you know, if you miss 1 week late, the fear add on, you know, so it increase gradually. Like this.
I like to interject and say,
okay.
I like to interject and say, if I was ever a pastor of church, this is exactly how I would run it. I'm not good. This is exact minus the killing. This is exactly how I would
he's like tight up.
Yeah, you can't you can't go heaven if you're late. Just know that.
No man, listen, all me opposite is the man even in a church has seen secular, what we call secular music, like worldly music. He might remix it and say certain things, like almost like he has to know what is happening out there in order for him to protect them from it. Like, that even makes sense. Like, Pastor, how you know Dexter Dapsay and
fight for it?
Oh, you can't quote them, yeah, things here. Like, so apparently he charged some of the fees. So he said that there was this big thing coming during when COVID was happening. And so he was building an ark to save the people, his followers. And the fee to go on the ark, some people pay $100,000.
Insurance just buy one ship, mama build ark.
But there was no ark. They were in the church sleeping on concrete and eating
mackerel dumpling.
No, mackerel gravy.
Batty water.
Batty water. You can't pay $100,000.
Wash out flash out thin. Serious.
Somebody come help me. Cause me still, yo, this blew my mind. And I'm going to say this, though, and I don't know how to even phrase this, but a couple days after all of this thing came to light, he died in a car accident.
Well, I forgot if I do something right, indeed.
Yeah, but the way how people that go on, them people that are afraid, because they must say, what if 3 days later he resurrect? I was like, y'all.
Friends. Then another savior defeat a Dublin
out a hand, he gets out a hand until it pile.
That's the one they come back now. Defeat a Dublin at 200,000. Now,
what you say?
Definitely come back to life. Defeat a Dublin.
So, no, let me ask you a serious question. If the man that did not come back, what you would do with your life?
We'd have to turn over a page. Then I must.
You'd have to jump on the ark and go.
Oh, you mean? Either that or missing the dead surfing ticket. One night to a
dead. Hey, listen. Oh, so guys, you heard it here first. Cause I'm ready for the sign up for the mackerel water.
Yeah. What do you mean?
This year could have never really been.
Hey, cousin V, all I think about now with the mackerel, that me, I think about what kind of dumpling you have for sloppy night gravy, if I white flour or corn meal dumpling. That's all I think about me and mackerel.
You think so? They might get no dumplings. You put white rice. Jesus. I stretch.
That's all I was thinking about. What kind of dumpling they have with the mackerel water?
A good to stretch out flitters.
And then I think, yeah, we have some onion diced nice with some green pepper. So well seasoned on.
If them I get mackerel water, I think that them good up dumpling it. Them I get. You're
100,000 get the decent, you know? I want 1 week of sandals, that no? 100,000.
Some people were paying more than that. Like, what the freak? How? Yeah. How and why?
But here's the thing. It's not just normal people that got swept up in it. It's politicians and people of society. So.
You mean saying normal people? I thought, boy, all of them I hated, woman, I need. in grandson and in husband. Look at separation. We all goodly to a 200 partner for New Year's Day.
Which jar you think you take? You think last jar or first jar?
Listen, all I'm saying is, look upon the woman coming at the New Year and say, my New Year's resolution of 200 partner to do this and this and then boop! In at the pathway. In at the pathway, here comes this man. Something can go so?
A real deal, man. It's not normal in our country, but it happened.
For weeks, I was just like, God, be thank God send my mother and father, because I don't know what I'm going to do.
Listen, man, I think all the time, like, whole people can believe in some of these people that's in religious or in Obia. Like, you go, I want parish.
Like, you have to also, you can't just
Don't think about it. You go on parish.
Knowledge about it. Mm-hmm.
You go on parish and Uncle Frozen Man in the Uncle Dirty House. I tell you, say my phobia. Like, if you can't walk over, then walk over and get some good horse, man. Like, if I got my over, man, I have a Bentley. You don't do nothing. You over and that shot.
That means if you're over and a panic.
Yeah, not a shot. You over and a reach.
Enough. You know, so you have a good time. You know, so you have a good part because I can't remember ever seeing a picture or an image. I'm not gonna say seeing come never yet. Go on, Obia Man. Yeah,
no, me never go yet. But right? every story me hear about Obia Man, I want to dirty. I want to dirty exactly. Shed. I want to catch up.
Right.
Big old bride there, still a crow.
Exactly. You have to go down and go up and turn around. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. We have the red because it's so shot that people. I spent all of their partner drafty.
Do you think about what the Obia Man do then 40 and 50,000 lot? They see some mix up sitting in a buckle. What they do with the money?
You know, it's that goodly so bush. Yeah, I mix up when you have play daddy house. I'm
going to have asked the question every time you hear people go, Obia Man. Mm. And the story you hear about Obia Man, I always some catch up, Uncle Frozen Man.
Yeah.
I say my work Obia. Like, if me not go why Obia Man, and I have a 4-course meal and benching on mm-hmm. Jive here. Mm-hmm. I went up on pool deck attack about the future and how the Obia will work.
Exactly. You know what I see? Exactly. So you know what those are called now in America? Spiritual healers.
Yes. You know my word, a scammer. Them, they are legit scammer.
Of course.
All right, hold on. So if you're over in that work and you're not getting approved and you go back at your man say, you never connect, you know, before run and repeat. And you say, oh, you mm-hmm. sprinkle the aisle wrong.
How dare you sprinkle the aisle wrong and you are doing
it. I mean, over your business come like weatherman business, you know. You can't say anything you want on TV, you know.
Listen.
And the next day when we're in the fall, you just say, oh, the clouds shifted.
Unforeseen circumstances.
Exactly.
We would have never thought in 100 years that this would be possible.
Not a cold front in the middle of summer.
Me so bad luck is that not in 100 years and I'm me when it can catch.
Mm-hmm.
I saw me really want to be there and feel take out whatever bad spirit they find me, because if this never happened yet and it happened to me, well.
Yeah, but on a real note, you have people pass up doctor advice and if you go Obia to work Obia about cancer or terminal disease and they think the Obia got worse.
Listen, I think what I don't understand is the repeat customers. So, because you have people who literally, it's like a monthly membership or a subscription. What am I go every month? I decide they want an ups or a roof. Some of you don't want to. If it really at work, like why they keep going back? Because if you
but
go
that's, one that's person, the, that's the beauty of religion. The Bible tells you believe, kill, and believe, cure. So, you know,
If you don't believe in the Uber not gonna work, right?
What you want to say is the other complex, okay, you know, winner every day, yeah, dream.
Just do what me do. Buy number three every day if it doesn't lie.
You have to connect. For those of you who are cash pot listeners and really want to buy a number, this is episode 2 of season 2 in 2022. So if number 2, no clear tomorrow in a cash pot or something we do, call me. Call me and give the number. Me give the number to the pathway. Guys, something happened wrong.
Okay. Then all right, no.
No, but you are playing a cash pot tonight or tomorrow. So if you know,
then win, seriously, then may I go for good reason. Me asking with the next 36 day winning number be in a cash pot. I thought you are who's so over about that.
Listen, that day was scribbling king. So if my other man not talk. In a tongue, you can't speak the same language. Sir, you have to tell me something when me to understand how I'm
you're not getting an over man yet unless you come from Haiti. You're fresh from Haiti.
So one thing one of us in Thomas.
Then the things are clearing and have the best over man.
What is that? No, St. Thomas.
St. Thomas.
Them are good and I said, them are good. No,
I mean, them are things are clearing out the best of everyone. Oh, Jung.
How are you? How are you getting at this?
They said, oh, where one they come from? The best of everyone?
It's St. Thomas.
Then, do we have a wrong over there then? We need to go to St. Thomas.
So you wouldn't have a clarinet over there? What else to
me? They don't let me hear me. It's a clarinet the good over where they come from.
From me, I grew up, all me always hear people say, at St. Thomas, the parish of St. Thomas is known for Obia, black magic, whatever you want to call it.
Well, from me, I grew up, me is a Kingston, but I look for Montego, you know. So maybe they're shifting Obia.
Okay, so you heard it here first. There has been a shift in Obia. The Obia. Has been working in Jamaica. It's no longer St. Thomas.
When we know the body's bartender name, go on client, the body's over your man. So
listen, we're not gonna touch on the hot bartender because they come from client number, they end up at St. Elizabeth.
Yeah, they jar root.
Things are moving.
Then jar root.
2022, things are moving. Maybe that will be our next episode. We'll talk about what parishes were known for initially and how that dynamic has shifted in the past couple of days. Because you might have a point. I'm going to have to look into it. I'm going to make a few phone calls and figure it out.
Listen, that's just an observe I made when I was there. I'm going to say, yo, almost every cool year in the bartender, I'll hear clarinet.
Really?
How much facts you there about it?
Really? Oh my God.
No one ever facts you there about it.
I don't even know what Clarendon was known for. Like,
well,
I don't even know.
I just told you about Barton Obia.
Okay, so if anybody's asking, what is Clarendon known for? And what else?
Barton Obia.
Bartender, obvious.
Well, no, hold on.
Let me be correct.
And I find a linseed market.
No.
Damn.
Oh God. Oh, 14. Okay. Change of plan. Next episode would be Caribbean Jamaica 101. Know your parishes.
I mean, you know what?
Oh. No, oh my God.
I mean, I'm going to carry Aki and never cut it never swell. Self. So.
I cut it never swell or still.
Self.
Oh. Oh my God. I can't believe this.
I'm not diverse in that area. I mean, no, there's a good highway, a good juicy beef, the uncle wife, and that's it. Yeah.
Okay, well, Linstead Market is located in Kingston.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm not far off.
That is very far off.
You look, you just take a new highway and before you roops, you're at Kingston.
Yeah, like you're on your way to Ochi, that side, like you go in the country. But yeah.
Well, forgive Cousin Red. Although he's Jamaican to the fullest, not a lot of ground time.
That is fine, but I'm still so I feel like I need to come off that high though. You know, like I think we should probably with our last 3 minutes before we get on the hour, wrap up all of this crap about this damn pathway, man, and what we really digressed to. Like we were talking about our family and you know, stories that we were having over the Christmas holiday and how that was preparing us and giving us like a refreshing new spirit to lead into the new year with like, you know, our New Year's resolution that let's be clear. I mean, okay, maybe they're going to pass January 3rd, maybe February, since we said February is our actual month. So let's say February 5th or 3rd. We'll check in about them to see if if some of us are still on our New Year's resolution, but this was hilarious. I think right. I'll give you the last say, like what you want before you know we get on the hour. We have about 2 minutes left in our live show tonight, so take it away. It's all yours.
I just want to know everyone that's listening is enjoying themselves and can do a little reflecting and think about their own family and put things into a perspective. And just remember, we're just here to entertain you. Don't take nothing too serious.
Right. It's just cousins talking bullshit, inhaling good shit, exhaling bullshit. But, you know, it's all fun and entertainment at the end of the day.
Yes, we have to draw a line in the sand. If you're from Clarendon, no disrespect.
We love you.
Still love you all.
I'm going to come to Milk River. Is Milk River is in Clarendon, right? I think Milk River is in Clarendon.
I know this for a fact. Clarendon borders Manchester. I know that for a fact.
So a Milk River in Clarendon?
I think so. Google.
We should be ashamed. Guys, you wait. You just come back next episode
and don't be scared to call us out if you're wrong. If you're from Clarendon,
type in the comments.
If you're from Clarendon, no, I know y'all got red dots somewhere down there too. So
yeah, they got some bucks that I'll probably be mining the shit out of Clarendon.
Yeah, so don't be mad at us. But
well,
I'm not diverse in my Clarendon. That's all.
Right. Well, guys, that is the end of our live hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've got more raw, honest, and relatable conversation, just like the one you heard tonight from Cousin Red and myself, coming your way this and every Thursday. So tell your cousin, to tell their mama to send it out, like those good morning WhatsApp messages. So you stay safe out there. This is Cousin Smishy V and Cousin...
Right. And don't worry, next week I want to talk about how Manchester people don't know how to make Manish water.
Oh shoot. Well, I don't want to miss that one. Love you. Stay safe. Bye.
Bye.